This poem is called Wishbones. Every once in a while, life begins to seem so terrible to me that it starts seeming actually funny. And I sort of fall apart and write one of these surrealist poems, which I did a couple of summers ago. I wrote this. Wishbones. A man once sent home to Chula Vista, California, for his wishbone supply. Dear Mom, he said, please send my collection of 2,200 wishbones, which I have stored in the basement and been saving since I was in the eighth grade. Don't take any, because I'm prepared to count them when they get to New York. He had just come to New York from Chula Vista, and things weren't as easy there. You are going to ask me about poetry now, and I am going to tell you the story of another man who also had a wishbone collection. In his case, the wishbones were a necessity. He was often tempted to commit suicide. He often felt like a helium-filled balloon that had been cut loose and was aimlessly floating through the air, waiting for only one thing, his own disaster. He often felt like a deep-sea diver whose hose got cut on an unexpected rock. He often felt that he saw the world through binoculars that still had the lens covers on. He collected wishbones so that whenever he felt too desperate, too alone, with no one wanting him, he would have one to wish on. He would then wish that he could find new energy somewhere that would keep him going so that he would not have to kill himself. After wishing on a wishbone, he would invent a new project for himself and work very hard at it, and while he was working, he didn't have time to kill himself. You're going to ask me about my life now, why it is such a failure, why I've never found a husband, a man to love me, why I have no family, why no one wants me very much. And I'm going to tell you the story of a woman who collects wishbones. She is hard to talk to. She feels like a failure. She sometimes is very beautiful with long hair and a soft voice, but she is often alone. And she writes poems to keep from breaking her heart all the time because she falls in love with men who don't take her seriously. She saves wishbones, but never wishes on them until she is desperate. Then she always wishes and loses because she is not strong when she's sad, not even strong enough to crack a wishbone the right way. Now you are going to ask me about something that will make me cry. I will cry. I will remember a poet who says, please tell love to wait for me, and that he has never had to wait for love, and wonder why I, who asked for small things, got less. And then I will cry some more and be sad and sorry for myself, and everyone will say I get exactly what I deserve because I don't save wishbones anymore. Obviously, I don't believe in life.